Welcome to the milk bar. 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 Welcome to the milk bar.
Welcome along to episode 266 of the Milk Bar. Jason here on my own. Well, kind of, because Zoe's not here, but she's off babysitting tonight. However, I'm also doing the same thing, pretty much, to be fair, because I have in the studio with me half of the monobloggers. Hello.
Hello.
We've got Chisel and we've got... Do we call you Sam or we call you Lambeth?
Call me Sam.
Just call you Sam. Are you allowed to use proper names today?
Yeah, yeah.
Apart from Chisel.
I've been called much worse.
Yeah, okay. I'm sure by the time we finish recording tonight, I will have called you a lot worse than that, to be fair. Well, there we go. Right, also coming up on the show this week, as well as music from them ahead of their what will be their finale as the monobloggers. Also coming up on the show this week, we'll be having a chat with Hayley Edwards from The Haven, all about their summer appeal. We'll be hearing from Will Dorrell from Who Farm. We're talking to him about animal experiences a little bit later on. And also, we'll be talking to Lee Smith from Wolves Community Trust, all about a brand new handball club taking place at the Aldersley Dome. But first of all, now actually in the studio, rather than halfway across the world, this time, not even by Skype, it's Pete Clemens in real life. Hello.
Hey, good to see you. Good to see where all the action happens over here. This is only the second time I've actually been inside the Molyneux. Can you believe that? I lived here 20 years.
Well, I'm disappointed, as I'm sure your son is, to be fair.
But he has his own suit. So
yeah, but it gets a comfy one. You can come and join us in the box anytime you want. You'll be over a game and you can join us in here. That's not a problem at all. And you've got your son Jay in the studio. Hello. And we've got Kev. Kev, hello.
Hi, hey
there. Yeah, so lots of people milling around with you as you're making your way around the Midlands as part of a holiday.
Well, I got back in on Thursday, last Thursday, around about lunchtime.
Eventually.
Eventually. That's a different story. That was Friday. Then Saturday, I drove over here to visit my family who live in Claverley.
Mm-hmm.
And my grandson, and my son, obviously, James.
Yeah.
And we've been sort of hanging around. We went on the Severn Valley Railway yesterday to Bewdley, which I haven't done for...
Since it was new.
Well, I don't think anyone would have one train, to be honest. And we're around today. We've just spent 4 hours getting James a haircut. So
that's an important thing when your dad comes over from the US, is to make sure your hair looks right for him.
Yeah, but he made me sit in the Gifford. That's the problem.
Oh, that must have been hell.
Terrible. And then tomorrow morning, we're going to both drive back to Norwich.
Once you've sobered up a little bit, yeah.
I'll be okay. I'm going to have Chinese in a minute. I'll be fine.
That's all good. And how are you finding the UK? Because it's been just over 12 months since you were last here, I think,
so
isn't it?
It's cold here.
See, you think this is cold?
Well, no, it's pleasant. I mean,
I've just got back from Brazil, and I think this is stupidly warm because it's winter over there.
Well, it's outside is fine, but what I found this time, because it is hotter, mm-hmm. is I find being inside incredibly uncomfortable over here because nobody's got any AC.
Yeah, what do you need that for? It's only like this three weeks in 4 years.
Well, that's right, but that's the uncomfortable bit. But I'll tell you what I experienced this morning. I haven't experienced for I've been in the States now 17 years, and when I worked at Beacon, used to finish at 6 in the morning. I used to walk down, and my house was very close. It was right by the canal and the Smesto Brook, and everything just smelt so fresh. And this morning I woke up about 5 o'clock and the windows were wide open and I got that smell again. I haven't had that for years. I mean, that's something you miss. It's funny little things like that, but I miss that.
Yeah, because Texas is quite warm in the morning, even then, isn't it?
Warm and humid, yes, absolutely. I think it feels at the moment over there, it's 95, but it feels like 98.
Now that's actually in those Fahrenheit things that we don't understand over here, remember?
Yeah, that's Fahrenheit. So yeah. 98 is what it feels. It probably actually feels like more over 100 now, I thought.
And the other thing with Texas is the strange smell of gasoline in the morning.
Absolutely.
Or is that purely because I seem to stay next door to a refining plant every time I'm there?
That's right. You don't actually stay in the most prestigious part of Houston, to be honest.
No, it is a little tricky.
But where you stay, Deer Park, is actually the founding place of Texas. Mm-hmm. That's where, you know, Texas started.
Just down from the monument we went to last time I was there.
San Jacinto Monument, and that's where the Battle of San Jacinto, where San Houston kicked San Antonio's bottom.
Mm-hmm. And that's where it all began for the state.
Absolutely.
So what else you got planned? You've obviously seen the family whilst you're over here. How long are you over for?
I go back on the 6th. As I say, James has got my son. Has got a holiday. That's why I picked this weekend, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to drive back with me to Norwich and he's going to see his nieces and obviously his grandma and granddad. And he's going to be coming back on the train. And I'll just be hanging around till Wednesday. And my flight is from Norwich is like 6:15 on Wednesday morning, and then a 10-hour flight to Houston. I'm really looking forward to that.
It'll be fun.
Well, at least if the plane doesn't break.
Well, yes, because this is your problem on the way out, wasn't it? You had a little minor problem with was it part of the flaps?
That's right. We got 20 feet. That was pretty impressive.
At least it wasn't 20 feet off the ground. That'd have been more awkward.
Well, no, we backed off the gate 20 feet, and we were sitting there, and I thought, there's my connection gone for a start. And after 2 hours, the captain said, hey, it's going to get uncomfortable here. Because it's like 96 degrees outside, and we're in a metal tube.
Yeah.
And so he disembarked us, and we sat there for another 2-3 hours. And then he turned around and said, sorry, we can't find a valve. You know, fourth largest city in the States, fourth largest airport, can't find a valve for the flaps. But he said, there's a primary and a backup and another one. So there's three kind of backups. He said he wouldn't take off unless all three were, which is fine.
You can cope with that.
Oh, absolutely.
Particularly with all the things that are rather unpleasant that have been happening of late.
No problem. I mean, I got to the airport at 1. I got back to my house at 9:20 and had an extremely large
margarita.
Correct.
I can't get the pronunciation on the Clem margarita proper.
That's right. Clem margarita.
Yeah, absolutely. The Clem margarita there.
I'm telling you, I had two of them.
They're very special. Yeah. And the thing is, you have a device in the kitchen for making these things
a device for making everything, I'm telling you.
But
the next
amazing.
Day, the funny thing was, I went in and they hadn't rebooked me. I was at the airport at 12, and then they turned around and said, well, we got your flight. It's 8:20. So 7 hours to sit in the airport.
I have been in the George Bush for quite a while, and it's not the most fun of places to be, is it?
But this time is the first time I've ever gone to the Grill and had myself a drink. Never had a drink before at the airport, but since I had all that time. Mm-hmm. And I met some people. They're all English sitting around me. I don't know why. I'm talking to this one guy, and he's from Norwich. Can you believe it? And then somebody else was English but working in a part of Houston that I work in a lot called the Montrose. So,
yeah.
It's just a small place.
It's a really, yeah. And of course, most Americans assume you know the Queen anyway, so.
Oh, absolutely.
You are radio royalty, though. That's the difference.
I thought so until nobody came to the plough.
Well, I just got back from Brazil.
Well, they're there tonight. If you want to come later, we're there.
We'll see what I can do. So, depends how long it takes to record my podcast this week, because due to the traffic problems in Wolverhampton because of an unfortunate accident, we are not recording in the same order as we're broadcasting in that week. I can tell you that this week, I can tell you that much, but there we go.
You're a professional.
Yeah.
You'll cope.
It'll come together in some way or form. Well, Pete, it's good to have you in here. I know there's going to be people from around the Midlands listening into this one, because whenever you're on, they always do. Anyone you're not expecting to see, you want to say hello to whilst you're in the area?
Well, just anyone who listens. Unfortunately, when I worked on Beacon, I had a lady called the Multicolored Dreamer, and we were hoping to meet up with her. But the problem is, when you're only here for 3 days and seeing family, it's so difficult to meet. I mean, I'd love to spend more time here so I could go around and see people. But Val, if you're listening, hi. Sorry I missed you this time. Hopefully next time.
And knowing you, that won't be too far away.
Well, it's normally once a year that I come back, so hopefully it might be. I'd love to come back for Christmas sometime, to be honest.
It didn't quite work out this year, did it? No. I know you had plans, but...
Well, you know the story of what happened to me in the States, and I'm just working so hard 24/7.
Yeah.
That it was difficult to get this time off. I'm lucky to have some people who now I can trust, and they're doing the work for me over there, so... But it was a little worrying for a while.
Mm-hmm. And you do still have your Bluetooth attachment on your head.
Absolutely. Well,
just in case the phone rings.
Yes, but it's now, 12:15 in the afternoon? This is the middle of the work day for me. The phone could ring at any time.
Yeah, so anything could happen.
Absolutely.
Pete, good to see you again.
And you, Jason.
I will try and get over to Houston again and see you sometime in the very near future.
Yeah, I look forward to that drive to Deer Park.
Well, it's not that bad. And we'll get you lunch or something when we're there.
All right.
Okay.
Good to see you again.
See you soon. Dropping out.
Okay, bye.
So to music and the monobloggers, Sam.
Hello.
That rock and roll was that hello.
Hello.
Hello. The monobloggers sort of stopped a while ago, and it's kind of briefly restarting, only to stop again.
Yeah.
Explain more.
Well, basically, 2 years ago, we split up after 3 years of, you know, achieved a lot more than we thought we would. Did some good gigs, some good tours, but it decided to come to end. But we never did a farewell gig. We ended on a whimper. And we kept saying we'd do a farewell gig, and it never came to it. And then recently, our original guitarist, Dan, he kept sending me tweet after tweet saying it's been 5 years since we first formed, 5 years since we did our first ever record. Mm. And it just hit home that it had been so long.
Was it about 5 years?
Yeah. we thought it maybe to celebrate that we should do something, and we gauged demand from like our old fans and our friends and family, and they said it'd be a really good idea.
Yeah,
so
there was definitely a good response.
So we decided to do a one-off gig just to lay it to rest, basically.
Yeah, so that will be at the Little Civic.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
what is the date?
Sunday the 12th of October.
Mm-hmm.
And all the proceeds are going to Teenage Cancer Trust.
Yeah, great. So, a charity gig as well. We like that idea too. And it's, you know, a pretty big thing, though, trying to coerce everybody back to doing it. Because you did have a massive following in the day, didn't you?
Yeah, we achieved a lot more than we thought we ever would. And it was really sad to call it a day, but it was definitely the right time.
Yeah.
And over the years, people have continued to ask us, will there ever be another gig, another album, another EP?
Because you haven't even done much solo stuff that's really as we had expected.
No, a lot of people did think I was going to carry on writing the songs and
but
things.
But you've become more grown up and got a job and stuff.
Yeah, that's the problem, isn't it? Real life took over, unfortunately. But I've always wanted to come back to it. And then I thought, well, you know what, now it's now or never. 5 years since we formed, we might as well sign off with a nice celebratory gig. And so far, the tickets are selling really well.
Because we'll talk more. We'll have a song first. What are we going to hear?
This one's called December. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Still cold. If this is all you've seen, then you've seen more than me. And if this is all you've had, then I would take it back. December, 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 yeah.
I like the way you're getting excited about your own music as well. That is cool. So, Sam, you played for Molyneux last season.
Yeah.
And did you do Nod Your Head then for us?
I did Nod My Head, yeah.
We're going to hear that one tonight, aren't we?
We could put it in there if you
like. Yeah, I think that'd be good if you... I like that one. It's
we'll put that in for you.
That's cool. Otherwise, you're not playing anymore and you're going out. but that in itself was... So, yeah, someone out of the ordinary. And it's only because we've been talking, you've been saying, well, you haven't played anywhere, you know, that size for ages, so you did 30,000 people.
Yeah, it was the biggest gig we've done for, I think, quite comfortably the biggest gig we've done. It was an amazing experience for me personally. I mean, being a big Wolves fan, to play on the pitch was like headlining Glastonbury to me. Mm. It was an amazing experience. So, as far as you could say, it reignited performing again for me.
And that's what's done it.
Yeah.
But why are you still dressing like you're in a boy band? Because that's a bit peculiar. Shorts, I know it's quite warm weather, but there's more chest showing than there should be for a rocker.
Maybe for Sam, I'd just like to point out. I'm not rocking such an aggressive V-neck.
No, you're dressed properly.
We have certain fans we have to cater for, even though it's radio.
Yeah, none of them are here tonight. So
mostly Sam's mom, to be
honest. She likes to know he shaved his chest. Well, there we are. So, okay. Websites and things, what else is going on? Because is there some retro photos out there people can look at when you were young and had more interesting haircuts?
I think my haircuts have always...
And wore better clothes?
My haircuts have always...
fitted properly?
My haircuts have always been bad, to be honest. Yes, but okay. It's not just going to be a gig. There's a real nostalgic feel. Some of our original songs are being re-released with videos. Compilation videos of all our old stuff. We're releasing, as churlish as it sounds, a best of record.
Well, that's cool.
There's one song on there.
It's a best of record. That's coming out in August. That's going to be available on iTunes. It's also going to be available at the gig. And again, all proceeds of that are going to Teenage Cancer Trust as well.
And you'll find all this on our Facebook. Just search the Monobloggers into Facebook. You'll get there. If you're interested in booking tickets at all, you can go through the Wolves Civic website, and we're on there as well. If you're interested in listening to us, we're on Spotify.
Yeah,
and iTunes as well.
Yeah, we're on iTunes.
iTunes as well.
And we're on SoundCloud as well. And that's where the new record's going to be ahead of release. And yeah, there's going to be a few rarities in there, a few live recordings, as well as the two EPs together. So it's going to be a real blast from the past.
I think some of the live stuff is technically never before released. Because we recorded the CD and we never sold it. So
we kept it to ourselves. That's not to say it's bad, but it's...
just timing didn't work out that well.
Mm, no, yeah. No.
And we've heard one song from you, I think, at this point. Chisel, what are you playing your guitar with, just out of interest?
Well, we had a bit of an issue in that Sam has decided to lose every plectrum he seems to own.
Well, let's just cover how many guitars do we have in the studio at the moment?
We may have slightly overestimated.
How many guitars do we have in the studio at the moment?
There are currently four.
Right.
We're going to use two.
Yeah.
We kind of had a bit of a miscommunication as to who was bringing what. But to answer your original question, because we only have one plectrum on, I am currently using a badge branded with a very tasteful Milk Bar logo.
Your Milk Bar badge you are using as a plectrum. Okay, well, let's hear you do that again. And what have we got this time around?
This one's called Gonna Walk. 1, 2, 3, 4. I've been sitting at the border of love. When dots connect and there's an order above, and there is no one that can touch me, and it's the same thing coming again. I feel I gotta say I'm gonna walk,
gonna walk.
I won't quit,
I won't quit.
Until I get,
till I get
to the bottom of your heart. I'm gonna walk,
gonna walk.
I won't quit,
won't quit.
Until I get,
till I get
to the bottom of your heart. Whoa, to the bottom of your heart. Walking hour after hour, if I could have a walking superpower, I would use it just to come and find you. Then it's the slow and steady again. I'm never gonna say I'm gonna walk,
gonna walk.
Won't quit,
I won't quit.
Until I get,
till I get
to the bottom of your heart. I'm gonna walk,
gonna walk.
Won't quit,
won't quit.
Until I get,
till I get
to the bottom of your heart. Whoa, to the bottom of your heart. To the bottom of your heart, heart, heart. It's a puzzle I can solve. I'll find a way to find you. I wouldn't mind to. I will muscle my resolve in every day. I'm walking away. I'm never gonna say I'm gonna walk,
gonna walk.
Won't quit,
won't quit.
Till I get,
till I get
to the bottom of your heart. I'm gonna walk,
gonna walk.
Won't quit,
gonna quit.
Till I get,
till I get
to the bottom of your heart. I'm gonna walk,
gonna walk.
Won't quit,
won't quit.
Until I get,
till I get
to the bottom of your heart. Whoa, to the bottom of your heart. To the bottom of your, whoa, to the bottom of your heart. To the bottom of your heart.
They are the Monoblog as well. They're half of them anyway. And what are the other two up to tonight? Probably preparing themselves mentally for the rock and roll lifestyle?
Oh, yeah.
or just trying to choose more clothes for Sam to wear on stage?
We never chose that.
Our original guitarist, Dan, he's actually in Chichester now,
right,
at university. And we were on, you know, that's one of the reasons why we've never got back together, because of how far away he is and, you know, time constraints and things like that. Dan was just as infused about the gig as we were, and... It's like going back to the start, really. Chris as well, he's equally as eager, and we've had a few rehearsals now together, and it's all coming together really nicely.
You haven't forgotten anything?
No, I thought you know, we'd all have been really rusty, and you know, we'd go into the rehearsal rooms and it'd take 2 hours to do one song, but we went and it was like we'd never been away.
It's basically, you know, once you've got in there and you've played the songs through a couple of times, it all sort of comes back. I mean, I know I'm not alone in saying that I still listen to our music occasionally. So
I still listen to your music occasionally. It comes through on my iPod. So yeah, there we go. See?
That's been the really good thing about it. Because originally, like, in a way, we've done it for us as well. You know, a chance to get back on stage and have a good laugh and, you know, rekindle a few memories. But the response of people saying to me, oh, you know, we still listen to Monobloggers. It still comes up on our iPod. We've still got the CDs. It's surprising that people do care, because when you look at the grand scheme of things, you know, we weren't exactly an international band by any stretch of the imagination, but...
You went as far as Warsaw, well. I think, didn't you?
We Staffordshire and Birmingham.
Very
far afield.
But so to hear people say that still listen and, you know, it was a part of their lives growing up as well as ours, it's really gratifying.
Chisel's nodding at that point, which is always impressive.
I just like the word gratifying.
Yeah.
Very impressive.
You don't hear it very often. Lee Smith from Wolves Community Trust joins us on the phone now to tell us all about the brand new handball club that started last week. That was the Alderley Dome, and it's part of the Premier League Satellite Sports. Lee, how you doing, mate?
Are you okay?
I'm good. So, explain more.
We've got a Wolves handball club, a bit like the European clubs such as Barcelona and some of the others. It's come about... during our Premier League for Sports satellite clubs around the city, and because of the popularity of the sport, we decided to create our own Wolves handball club.
How did this come about? Because you've actually got top level training with it as well, haven't you?
Yes, we have. We've got Ryan Gosling, who's an international, training and coaching in the sessions. It came about by literally through Premier League for Sport. It's different sports that would happen during the Olympics. And sports that maybe people don't participate in, such as football.
So I don't know too much about handball. Is it a pitch or a court?
It's a court.
Court, right, so that's good. I thought it was probably a court, to be fair. And what's the layout like?
It's pretty similar to a futsal or five-a-side pitch in football, and it's got the D for the goalkeeper, and you can't shoot within the D.
And so you're shooting by hand to knock it into the back of the net?
Yes, you are. It's it's a bit of a mix between. You've got football, you've got basketball, American football, rugby. It is just a massive mix of different sports put into one, really.
Now, you've seen the first week already. So what happens if people want to come along? Because the first 8 weeks are at the Alderley Dome, and then it moves to a new venue.
Yes, so the first 8 weeks, so we've got another 7 weeks at Alderley Dome, our indoor dome, and then it moves to Alderley Leisure Village. If people want to come along, they just need to turn up. If you're 16 or under, it's 6 till 7. If you're over 16, then it's 7 till 8.
And what sort of cost is involved in this one?
There's no cost at the minute. We will look to, if we start like going into a league structure, then there will be minimal costs.
Yeah, so it'll work out that way. But it is a really good chance to get top quality training in a sport which is just good fun to play and just very different to maybe what you're used to.
Yeah, definitely. A lot of the players that play are very fit athletes. It's a great way to keep really, really fit and, as you say, have fun.
So if people want to find out more, where do they go to?
They can look on the Wolves Community Trust website or on our Twitter link.
And they can get in touch as well by phone?
Yes, can call me on 01902 687061 and I'll be able to help them with any queries.
And wolvescommunitytrust.org.uk or at WolvesComTrust on Twitter. Lee, thank you for joining us. Keep up the good work and have fun with that one. Any other interesting sports on the way in the near future too?
There'll be many coming up, and if you just keep in post with the website, then you'll know more.
So wolvescommunitytrust.org.uk, and you can find out all the details there. Lee, great speaking to you. Thanks, mate. I'll see you soon.
Okay, thank you, Jace.
Back to music from the Monobloggers. What are we going to have this time around?
This one's called Nod My Head.
One, two, one, two, three, four. This is my face, this is my life. Are you gonna burst on in and tell me what to do? Talk it through now, listen to me, and we'll be in love again before the day's through. I listen to the words you're singing and I nod, nod, nod my head. I listen to the sound she's making and I nod. I listen to the words that she breathe. And I nod, nod, nod my head. I nod, nod, nod my head. So here we are now. We're on our own now. Are you gonna talk to me and speak and see it through? Don't say no. Don't waste time. Just listen to me, cause I really
listen to the words you're singing and I nod, nod, nod my head. I listen to the words as you breathe, yeah. I nod, nod, nod my head. And I nod, nod, nod my head. Listen to the words as you breathe, yeah. I nod, nod, nod my head. And I nod, nod, nod my head. I nod, nod, nod my head.
Yeah! I'm not entirely sure what that noise was, but... Nod my head. It was just, I asked for that, and it was just, yeah, just as good as I was expecting. That was fantastic. So, what else do we need to know? Recap the ticket details.
Tickets are £5, all going to Teenage Cancer Trust, so we're reforming for a good cause. It's not just to fill our coffers. Mm-hmm. Tickets are available through the Wolves Civic website, through the Midland box office, or you can contact us on Facebook. Just type the Monobloggers in, we're on there. Or, you know, contact us directly if you're interested. We've got tickets ready to sell, and they're selling well, so it's going to be a great night.
We'll have more from you in a bit, though. Another song before you go, OK? Mm-hmm.
Yep, no problem.
I'm joined now on the phone by Will Dorrell, who finds himself down there at Hoo Farm. Hello, sir.
Hi there, Jason.
How you doing?
Yes, fine, thank you very much.
Now, you look after Will's Animal Encounters, Will's Wild Animal Encounters. I missed a word there, didn't I?
That's all right.
And also the Hoo Farm animal bit. That's Encounters down there as well, is it? Or
yes, yeah. I mean, it's two companies. It's like sister companies. Hoo Farm Animal Kingdom, which is open to the public. We're a small licensed zoo. And then there's Will's Wild Animal Encounters, which sort of deals with the animal encounter side, I think, which is obviously being able to sort of hand feed meerkats and sort of cuddle meerkats, hand feed lemurs, meet servals and things like that.
So that sounds like rather good fun, and the kids must absolutely love that, and particularly meerkats, because they're rather popular just at the moment, aren't they?
Yes, thanks to Alexander and Sergey. They're doing particularly well. Meerkats are extremely popular. So we have a lot of children, a lot of adults as well, big kids, who like to sort of come down and take part in the experience. Meerkats are obviously sort of hugely popular, obviously good because of the TV, but we like to sort of educate people about them and let them know a little bit more, and unfortunately that they don't always speak with a Russian accent and things like that.
No, that's a shame, that bit, really, because you could make a fortune out of it if you could train them to do that as well.
Well, exactly, yeah, and wearing smoking jackets, that would be, you know, that would be great.
I'm sure there's animal cruelty laws which prevent that sort of thing in this weather.
There definitely is, yes.
So, how did you get into this part, you know, this part of the looking after animals and sharing them with the world?
Of course, yeah. I cheated. We're a family-run business, and sort of my parents set the business up, the Hoo Farm Animal Kingdom set that up about 25 years ago. And I obviously was born into it and came into it and grown up animals all around my all around my life.
That must have been cool to start off with.
Yeah, it was great. It was fantastic. I think when you're young, you always you think that whatever life you grow up with is the norm, really, don't you? So I always thought that it was perfectly normal to be growing up around animals. But as I've gone on, I've realised sort of exactly how lucky I was. And then about 5 years ago, I decided that we were talking about it, and so I need to diversify and go a different direction. And that's where I sort of, I'd always sort of fantasised about doing these encounters. I've been on a few different zoos, and perfectly honest, I'd sort of done them, and whilst they were really enjoyable, I always thought of better ways to do the experiences and how to offer a better experience. So that's where that sort of came in.
And obviously this is now a thriving business and a really great time for kids to get involved, and as you say, the adults too. So people can just sort of turn up in Donington and come along to Hoo Farm pretty much 364 days a year?
Nearly that. The experiences take place nearly all year round. The only times that we don't do the experience is from the week from Christmas Day through to New Year's Day.
See, I was just giving you one day off, but you're taking a whole week.
I know, it's terribly selfish of us, I know. But we like to have, unfortunately we're a bit selfish, we like to have our Christmas, but we take that week off there. But otherwise, the rest of the year they can come and do experiences. It is pre-booked, so unfortunately the experiences are fortunately very popular, but we do have to pre-book them. But the actual farm side thing, actually going around the zoo itself, that's open from March through until Christmas Eve.
And that way you can just meander around and see the animals. What sort of selection have you got down there?
We've got all sorts. I mean, we are called Who Farm, and obviously that's...
There's a clue there, isn't there?
Yeah, a little bit. But we have a lot of farm animals, but we also have a lot of zoo animals as well. We have actually, it's got to the point now, we have considered to change into Who Zoo. We haven't quite got that far. But the animals that we've got sort of on the zoo stock side, we've got things like lemurs, meerkats, otters, birds of prey. We've got servals now, which are a species of African cat. We've got another African cat which has arrived, but I'm not allowed to say what it is yet. So that's just a little teaser there for you, like the sequel. We've got a lot of other exotic animals, lots of reptiles and things like that as well, skunks, raccoons. I better not say too much, otherwise I'll just give the whole lot away. So we've got quite a few different types, and we do a lot of talks and a lot of activities throughout the day. We like to get people as hands-on as possible, whereas, you know, yes, you might be able to go to Chester Zoo and see like lions and tigers and elephants and stuff, but obviously if you come to us, you'll hopefully be able to get more hands-on. Even just as a regular visitor, you'll be able to sort of stroke animals that you wouldn't usually, or you'll be able to even see us in the enclosures, sort of actually handling those animals. That's the sort of thing that we thrive on, if that makes sense.
And that sounds like really good fun. I do know a few people have been down there, and hopefully talking to one of those in a short while's time. So, if people do want to come down, what do they do? How do they get in touch?
For the experiences, they just need to pop onto our website, which is willswildanimalencounters.com. Have a look at the different ones that we offer on there. Each page has its own list of available dates. They then just literally give us a call or drop us an email, and we will get them booked in for their experience.
And how does the cost range for that sort of thing?
The cost ranges from about £70 up to about £200, depending on the experience. And each of those prices are for two people. But we do run a lot of vouchers via sort of Groupon, Amazon Local, Woucher, things like that, and they're always 50%, if not more, off. So it's always worth keeping an eye out on there.
Have a look out for that sort of thing too.
Yeah.
And for Who Farm itself, where do we find you?
For Who Farm, we're located in Telford, as you said, on the Donington side of Telford. We're down in a rural area. You can find us just by entering our postcode, Tango Foxtrot 6. Delta Juliet, and that will bring you through to us. The admission prices are £7.95 per person, and you do get a free child return visit with each child that you pay for. So there's something there to obviously sort of make it more affordable to come back in the future.
Brilliant. So once I've seen this lot once, they're going to want to come again, aren't they? It's the way it is, isn't it?
Yes, yeah, definitely. Well, we like to think so. Hopefully people like it so much they want to come back.
Cool. Well, I know people who've been down there and have enjoyed it and want to come back for more. So fingers crossed you'll see them again soon. And thanks for talking to us, and keep up the good work and looking after all those animals down there in Donington.
Yeah, that's great. Thanks very much, Jason.
Cheers.
Cheers. Thank you.
Those friends who went along to Who Farm actually popped along today. We have Abigail and Grace. First of all, Abigail on the phone. Hello.
Hello.
You met some meerkats today, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
What did you think of them?
They're so cute.
Now, did you actually get to play with them as well?
Well, a little bit, but they're mainly asleep.
Right. And you don't want to wake up a sleeping meerkat, do you?
No.
Did you see any other animals at Who Farm?
Yeah, we saw some sheep, and there was a pig running around, and lots of animals.
Thank you, Abigail. Now, Grace, you were there too, and which was your favourite animal?
The meerkat.
You definitely like them best. Now, yeah. As Abigail was saying, they were asleep a little bit, but was it really special seeing them?
Yes, and one of them was awake, but one of them was asleep.
And what do you think was the best bits of going round Hoo Farm? Obviously, the meerkats were your favourite, but was it good to see all the different animals as well?
Yeah, it was. There was lots of different animals there.
When you went round the park, how were they set out? Were they like in a natural environment as well?
Yeah, they were in lots of different fields, so they spread them all out.
Glad you had a nice time, and will you want to go back?
Yes, and hopefully we'll be going back later in the year.
Back to music from the Monobloggers. One last tune before you head back out onto the streets. Chisel, what's it going to be?
This one is going to be a cover. It's called Love Is On The Radio.
Yeah, one, two, three, four.
I was alone and my stomach was twisted. I can get up now, the dark clouds have lifted. Back in the old life before you existed, I can see right where windows were misted. Said one thing made me feel much better, a four-letter word and it lasts forever. Things are looking up, looking up. There's magic everywhere you go. Strangers stop to say hello, 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 hello. So turn it up, as loud as you can make it go. 'Cause love is on the radio. Now that I found you, my heart's beating faster. We could be happy forever and after. We can be married like Mrs. and Mr. We'll have a son and we'll give them a sister. Just one thing holding us together, a four-letter word and it lasts forever. Things are looking up, looking up. There's magic everywhere you go. Strangers stop to say hello, 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 hello. So turn it up, as loud as you can make it go. 'Cause love is on the radio. Love is on the radio. Love is on the radio.
Turn it up, turn it up.
Love is on the radio.
Turn it up, turn it up.
Love is on the radio.
Turn it up, turn it up.
Love is on the radio.
Turn it up, turn it up.
Love is on the radio.
Turn it up, turn it up.
Love is on the radio.
Turn it up, turn it up.
Love is on the radio. Funny one thing led to another. You came along, filled my days with color. And it's been an everlasting summer. Since we found each other, things are looking up, looking up. There's magic everywhere you go. Strangers stop to say hello, 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 hello. So turn it up, as loud as you can make it go. Listen to your ears explode, and play until your speakers blow. 'Cause love is on the radio.
Go. The Monobloggers is way too excitable. But that's going to help when you see him on stage at the Slade Rooms. And give us the date for the gig.
Sunday, the 12th of October.
And so not too far away, but lots of rehearsals, lots of fun in the meantime. And the all-important single release in the run-up to it.
Oh, yes. And I'd just like to say, if anyone says, oh, it's okay, I'll come to the next one, there's not going to be a next
you
one.
You sure? You're absolutely certain?
This is it. You don't come back from a funeral.
10th anniversary gig?
We're going to hold it for the 25th anniversary.
Okay. Yeah. Well, if you can still remember the songs, then hopefully I'll still be around to hear them as well. That'll be good. Right, cheers, guys. Thanks for coming in, and we look forward to that gig at the Slade Rooms in October.
Thank you.
Hayley Edwards, the publicity officer from The Haven, joins us now in the studio. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm all right. And a busy summer down there.
Yes.
And a bit of an appeal ongoing, because you're going to see about 100 kids through the doors over the summer period, aren't you?
Around that mark. It never goes much under, if you're honest.
And that in itself, yeah, it's a sad story in itself, but once people are in The Haven, things have started to change, haven't they? So that's the good side of it.
That's the good side of it. Yeah, they've seen, the mums have seen the wiseness of getting out of a situation, bring the kids into safety. So we're there essentially to bring them to a safe haven, pardon the pun, for them to hopefully get their childhood back. That's what it's all about. And yeah, they get a lot of, they witness a lot, these children.
Yeah, and without the distraction of school as well, to take them away from that,
yes,
it's even more difficult, and particularly for mom who's coming out of a bad situation, maybe have other commitments.
Yes, yeah.
So, you know, they've got to try and balance all of that out, and they're there with the kids, and you've got to have something for them to do.
I think it's difficult for any mom or dad or parent to keep the kids entertained for 6 weeks. Mm-hmm. But when you're being taken out of your own home into emergency accommodation, into refuge, into a safe place, with all that trauma behind going on and all the problems that come with that and the anguish and the anxiety and looking after kids for 6 weeks, it takes a toll,
yep,
as you can imagine. Mm-hmm. So our children's workers take the children out of that situation and entertain them throughout the day.
Now, this does mean, though, you need a bit of hardware. So there's going to be DVDs, board games, all that sort of stuff.
Anything
and computer games,
afford.
Anything like that, yeah?
Anything that people can afford, you know, I don't know, arts and crafts materials, cooking materials, board games, anything that keeps the kids entertained. Luckily, we've got nice weather at the moment. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we are taking them out and they get little golf sets and the frisbees and things like that.
Although not much of this can be secondhand, DVDs, if you've got the DVD collection, the kids have got bored with it, you can send that one in.
But yeah, send that in, yeah.
But other than that, toys and games do need to be new.
We want them new. And it's nothing, you know, we don't mean to be rude by this, but it's all for health and safety reasons. Any unwanted items that people do want to get rid of, we have got a charity shop as well. Mm-hmm. So by all means, take to the charity shop. The women get first picks of what they want out of the shop, and then everything else from there gets sold on, mm-hmm, to the general public.
Yeah.
So we would never turn anything away, but for the summer appeals or the Christmas appeals, we do ask for new toys in particular.
And that's great for the kids as well, because it makes them feel it's something that they should respect too.
Yes. Yeah, we do the Christmas appeal, and last year it was really, really humbling for me. I've got my own children, and today's children don't realise how lucky they are. Mm-hmm. They really don't. And I was bringing back sacks of things and sacks of toys for the kids. And we opened up the grotto, as we called it, and it could quite easily have burst into tears. We had so much stuff given to us. Mm-hmm. It was just like, oh my God, if the kids could see this, they'd be absolutely overwhelmed.
Yeah.
It is all, you know, at the end of the day, I keep going on about it. It is all about the kids. You know, the mums have wisened up to the fact they need to get out of the situation. But sometimes the children don't understand what's gone on.
And sometimes it's good to keep it that way as well,
it
isn't
is.
It?
Very often they do witness it. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a high proportion of children who do witness the violence or they hear the violence going on. But it's nice to take them out of that environment and put them somewhere safe so they can forget about it, mm-hmm, and make new memories and make new friends in the refuge and, you know, and carry on life as it should be. For a child.
And enjoy themselves.
Enjoy themselves, yes.
So there's loads of other things that the refuge needs throughout the year, but so this is quite a specific one and probably a lot easier for people to help out with rather than some of the larger financial burdens that, you know, that you need to, you know, fulfil as far as the rest of the cost of running the place goes.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose you've all heard that we are facing a horrendous cut, mm-hmm, to our funding through the council. So, you know, in that sense, every penny does count. However, taking away the financial aspect, if people can give a pound for a frisbee or a colouring set or something like that, or even go to the pound shop and buy that something like that, that is really, really appreciated.
Yeah, and it'll help out and it'll make a change to these kids'
absolutely
lives.
Yeah, it will, yeah.
And what else have you got going on as well? Because there must be other fundraising activities and things taking place over the next few weeks and months.
We've got the ladies Wolverhampton Honour Rollers team. They've been a massive, massive support to us at the minute. If you ever want to get them down here, mm-hmm, they're up for anything.
Okay.
They really are a bunch of fantastic girls with their charity of the year, mm-hmm, this year. So we go down there and do support for their home games and they sell our purple ribbons and this, that and the other. There's people doing skydives. And throughout the year, we do have something going on throughout the year. We try and do something every month or every other month throughout the year anyway. We have appeals throughout the year. They have Easter, we have summer, we have the Harvest Festival appeal, we do Christmas, we do International Women's Week. So we have a lot going on throughout the year generally.
Yeah, and if you do want to find out all about what's happening, havenrefuge.org.uk for a general update. Also to find out about the work of the refuge.
Yeah.
And of course, if people do want to get in touch with you directly because they have something they wish to donate or want to find out more about something specific.
Any donations for appeals, they can call me, Hayley, on 01902 572 173. That's for general inquiries into myself regards to donations or appeals. Mm-hmm. But we do also have a helpline if people need to call that.
Yeah, and we will come to that very soon, because that is a very different side of the way in which you work. And obviously this is, you know, the easier to access side of it. This is where we can talk about the great things that you can do to make a change when somebody's there. For somebody getting to that point where they need to pick up the phone to the refuge, it's not an easy decision to make, is it, very often?
It's not an easy decision to make at all. And you go to you really do have to take your hats off to the ladies who say, I can't take any more. Very often, you know, they've had years of abuse. It hasn't just happened over days, weeks or months. It's years of abuse. And any person can only tolerate so much. But these women become accustomed to it. They think it's part of a healthy relationship, that it's normal. Well, it's not.
It shouldn't be. No one should have to go through that.
No, and it's a mindset with a lot of people, you know, that perhaps they've seen it in their family relationships, so they just think it's a common thing to do. And before they know it, they do become immune to it, for want of a better word. Mm-hmm. And and they really have to question themselves, I think, really, say, is this right? Is this the atmosphere I want my children to be brought up into? So making the decision to go into refuge is not an easy decision. You know, they're taking the children out of the familiar surroundings of their own home, their own bedroom, and literally up in sticks and going. Sometimes we get emergency referrals through the police in the middle of the night, where children have literally just been scooped out the beds and taken into emergency accommodation. Nobody in the right mind would want that for the children at all.
No.
But that's what we are faced with.
Mm-hmm.
We've been around Wolverhampton for 40 years, and it's a sad state of affairs to think that we still need to be here.
I know, it's shocking that something that began in the 70s, because it was essential then, is just as essential now.
Yeah, yeah.
And you say you're talking 100 kids, you maybe 40, 50 women using the services at peak times, potentially.
Oh, absolutely, and we're always full.
Mm-hmm.
There's never a moment that that I've been there in the short time that I've been there that I've known that any bed space is, as soon as the bed space is available, it's taken up within hours.
Mm-hmm.
There's always someone on a waiting list waiting to come in.
Now, if you know someone who may need that sort of help, how do they get in touch on that helpline?
They can contact us free. It's a free 24-hour helpline where there's always a member of staff at the end of the phone. It's not an answer machine. They won't be put through to automated service. It is a person that we'll speak to in confidentiality. You know, nothing will be passed on until we feel confident that they want us to. And they can call that on 08000 194 400. And it is a free phone.
08000 194 400.
Yeah.
Of course, there is a website as well, and I'm sure those details are on there. But
everything's on there.
Yeah, if you do want to find out how you can help support as well, that website again, havenrefuge.org.uk. Hayley's phone number, if you've got some gifts and donations, 01902 572 173, or you can email hayley@havenrefuge.org.uk.
That's lovely.
Thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
And we'd have to see if we can get you back for the Christmas quiz, because we normally get somebody in from various organisations, so I think it's definitely the Haven's turn this year.
Oh, I am competitive, you know.
Well, okay, right, start swatting up. Okay, we'll see what happens. We'll see if we can get you back in over the Christmas period. Hayley, great seeing you. Thanks for coming
Jason,
in, and catch you again soon.
Ta-ra
for now.
Take care.
That's it for this week. Thank you for joining us, and we'll be back next week when hopefully, fingers crossed, Zoe will be with us here in the Milk Bar. See you then. Ta-ra for now.
Goodbye from the Milk Bar. 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 Yeah. Goodbye from the Milk Bar, yeah.